Bailey & Harding Ultrasound System is sponsored by Protein Rebel. And this month, the month of October, the spooky month, they are giving us some Run Easy Marine Collagen to give to you, my friends. I've been taking their collagen for quite a while now. It's got some scientific stuff behind it. It is hydrolyzed marine collagen powder, which helps to reduce aches and pains after runs and minimises the risk of injury, strengthens joints, tendons and ligaments, also improves skin, hair and nails. Mixes really easily into coffee, which is what I do, 2 spoons in my coffee, but can be mixed into any drink or porridge or anything like that, and can also be added to foods like yoghurt. I take 10 grams daily, which is 2 teaspoons in the morning and 2 teaspoons in the evening, and you start to feel the benefit after 2 weeks. I have got nice hair and I've got nice nails, but also it really does help my running, and it's not wanky and it's not really expensive. So the October giveaway is 2 large tins of Run Easy Marine Collagen, 200 servings. That retails at £112, which is incredible. If you would like to win this, just go to the link in our bio or Instagram, which is Ultrasound System Pod, click enter. Enter away, and we will announce the winner at the end of October. Just to remind you, this podcast is for grown-ups, not children. It has got some swear words in it and some very immature adult themes. But if you're on the school run, I'd advise you to fucking well switch it off now. On with the pod! Hello, listener. This is the final ever episode of the Bailey and Harding Ultrasound System, which might come as a bit of a shock to some of you. We decided to go out on a high, and I didn't want to make too much of a fuss because it's not a bad thing. It's a great thing. We've done a great thing creating this community. Weekly podcasts are hard, and getting content is hard, and it's just all very hard. So this is the final one from us as Bailey and Harding Ultrasound System. But of course, you can follow me at AB Runs, AB underscore runs on Instagram, and Anna the Runner at Anna the Runner on her Instagram channel. And both of us will be back with something podcasty at some point in the not too distant future, but probably not weekly. So thank you so much for being an amazing community. The Facebook page will still exist, the socials page will still exist, the Instagram will still exist, and we will let you know, both of us, when we are doing what we're doing. I do mention this in the podcast, the sound quality on this one is pretty bad. Sorry about that. I was using one microphone between two people and recording on Zoom. I was obviously very tired. But thank you once again for being an incredible group of people. Go back and listen from the start if you want to. There's 82 goddamn episodes. And enjoy the final podcast. We love you. Bye. Welcome to the Bailey and Hall Ultrasound System. This is episode 82. And this is a bit of a bombshell here. This is the final episode. This is the final episode of Bailey and Harding Ultrasound System. Me, Ali Bailey, and my co-host.
Hi, Damien Hall. Yes, it's the last one. Oh, about time. Flipping heck.
Yep, we have been issued a cease and desist. So I actually think people aren't going to take this seriously, but it is the last one. As Bailey and Harding Ultrasound System. It's the last one. So after this episode, tomorrow, which is Sunday, there will be a Legends episode with Chris King. But this is the last Bailey and Harding Ultrasound System. So enjoy, everybody. Enjoy. Go back, reap the rewards of all the old ones that will be there until the end of time. And myself and Anna will be back with our own projects very shortly. So watch this space. We will let you know what they are. So we're not dying. Nothing's going to happen. It's just we are going, in the words of Fleetwood Mac, our own way. So, Damien. Why is your avatar on Zoom that was a picture of a red squirrel?
Oh, well, during lockdown, my daughter changed. Obviously, I'm very disappointing to look at, as you can see.
Yeah. I can't see because I'm looking at a red squirrel, but yeah.
My daughter changed my picture to a red squirrel. I just find, I hate Zoom generally. And it's a good icebreaker because everyone just says, why is there a picture of a squirrel? And then I can say, I hate Zoom. And then they eject me from the meeting. They'll do it after the meeting.
Okay, but win-win. It's a good icebreaker. Like, why is there a picture of a red squirrel? And you just say that story. Is that the good icebreaker?
Yeah.
It's terrible. I don't think you're saying it anymore.
Well, maybe that's why this podcast has failed.
That is true. Okay, everybody, we've got quite a lot to cover today. Listen to this. In today's news, we're covering AI and Strava. We are covering Sarah Perry and how fucking amazing she is. We are covering Damien Hall's new and exciting direction that he's taking, decided to become misogynist. And we're talking about the new raw dogging. There's a new raw dogging.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Do you want to tell me what you've been up to the last week, month, year?
Oh, well, not loads, to be honest. Sort of recovery from Tour de Géant. I even had a very slight niggle. I took 3 days off.
3 days off.
3 days off. I remember you chatting about this with Holly. I totally agree with the 3 day thing. I chat to my physio about it because he says for an acute injury, 3 days.
Acute injury. What's acute injury? Something like
Ah.
a kitten scratch
Ah.
or a red
Ac
squirrel bite.
acute. Acute. An acute injury. That was a big sigh, dear listener.
I think
Three
so. I
days.
think acute injury is better.
That lets the acute phase of an injury subside, go work its way through. So after 3 days, it's kind of settling.
Yeah.
So 3 days for an injury, or even well,
Is
any
that
other things,
the
because
same
it
with a
is,
broken leg or stress
yeah,
fracture?
it's fine after 3 days.
What about
So
broken
crack
back
on,
or like a?
crack on, pun intended.
Oh, good.
Yeah, oh, you spotted that joke, did you? Unlike all my previous crude and cow jokes.
Why is since the last episode? Do you want to just tell people about the episode numbers and the jokes they might have missed? Because you seem to tell me that quite a lot.
Well, I appreciate, dear listener, I appreciate you for sending in your messages of appreciation for when I'm bullied and when brilliant jokes are neglected, ignored by.
Top three brilliant
Oh,
jokes that
I'm
have been ignored. Number one, once he we're talking about being crude by people, like by like. People who crew you, as in people that put donuts in your mouth, and Damien said something. What did you say?
I don't know if it works now, but it happened twice. That's the thing.
Right. What did you say? What was the pun on the crew and the crewing?
You like being crude.
I like being crude, which means that I like being crude,
We should have had more of a
crude.
pause there because people would have laughed for quite a long time. We haven't let them have
Okay,
their good laughs. They needed.
we don't have a lot of time, and I didn't realize we were going to be covering the many misdemeanors of Damien Hall. What's the second one that people have missed?
It was cow related in the previous podcast.
Right,
I made it up on the hoof.
that's the one on the
No,
hoof.
that wasn't the one. That's a new joke.
It isn't new. You've used that so many times. You used it with horses. You used it with goats.
It's versatile.
So on the hoof is another one. See if you can spot that in a few episodes. Is there any other ones that we might have missed? Because we were quite thick.
No.
No, is
No.
that
Yep.
it? Okay.
They're my best jokes.
Brilliant. So you've been a little bit ninjured.
No, I didn't say that. No, I had just a slight niggle. I took 3 days off, and it's mostly
What
gone.
was wrong with it?
It's a slight ankle tendon thing. It wasn't painful. I just lack sort of lack of power. But you'd expect something like that after, 200 miles of the mountains. That's the sort of things that might happen.
Lack
So
of power. Also, you got a really bad injury. We went out for a run the other day, everybody, me and Damien, and went on the peak, took him to the peak. You'd never been on the Edel skyline, had you?
no, I was stuck to the Pennine Way bit.
What
Yeah.
did you make of the Edel skyline?
It was really pretty, wasn't it? Views,
What a route.
views. We had all the weathers. You made some interesting noises in the hail.
Yeah. Oh, God, we have a bit of hair when it's only so short. We're both wearing shorts, and I was making some very squeaky noises. But you're quite quiet.
I was just giggling silently at your pain.
Okay, you're like a not a noisemaker. I wonder what sort of noises John Kelly would have made, because he's a noisemaker, isn't he?
Sexual grunts.
He would have made sexual grunt. Anyway, when we were out, something funny happened. We were out, and a man came up to me as he was running along. Well, excuse me, mate, can I have a photo with you? And then what did he say?
What's your name again?
What's your name again? I said, what's your name again?
Darren or David or something.
Yeah, Darren or David. And then he pursued you.
He was nice. We were friends. We're pals now. We're best
Yeah,
pals.
I'm very much enjoying that conversation where he had got your name, asked for a selfie with you, knowing that you may well be slightly known in certain circles, not knowing what your name was, and then pursued you across the plateau. In his ultra waterproof trousers, talking to you about the Green Runners.
Ali,
Yep.
did he ask you for a photo?
No.
Okay.
No one asked me for a good time. I've been training for the Winston 200.
Oh,
Thanks
sorry.
very
What
much for
have you
asking.
been up to?
I've been training for the Winston 200. Thanks very much for asking. I will continue to train for the Winston 200. Thanks very much for asking. And I had a cold last week, but everyone knows that because I was on this podcast. Anyway, first thing we're going to cover today is raw dogging, but the new raw dogging, which is called locking in. Do you know what locking in is?
No.
The podcast perp sent me a video of a man talking about locking in. It's the best way to focus on your run. So what you do is you choose a song
Okay.
and then
Yeah.
you put the song onto your Spotify or you press play on the song and then you just listen to the song on repeat for your entire run
Oh wow.
and
I
don't change the
mean,
song.
Morrissey comes straight to mind.
Would you
Last night,
really
I dreamt that
choose
somebody loved me,
Morrissey?
something like that. Yeah.
Would
Heaven
you
knows I'm
honestly?
miserable now. That yeah, hours. That'd be great, wouldn't it? What would you choose?
Would you honestly choose Morrissey?
What difference does it make? Is a bit more upbeat.
What the fuck? Why would you choose that?
No, it'd probably be somewhere like New Order or something. Doves. What would you
Okay, so this is, I'm talking about 100 Mile
choose?
Race here. The one song. We're not talking about 5K, we're talking about long.
What are you choosing? Should we
I've got to
experiment?
choose that Disclosure song because I'm obsessed with it. And She's Gone Dance on the song because it
Is
makes me
it
really happy.
is this a new song? Because I don't know.
Yeah, so if you ever look, do you ever look at my Instagram account?
What? You were on Instagram?
I've
Do
got
you
an
post on
Instagram
there
account.
often?
Yeah, I'm on the Abbey Runs. And Pickle often dances to the new Disclosure track, which is She's Gone Dance On. It's great.
I'm a 48 father of two, so any music in the last 20 years, I haven't heard of it.
Yes, you
That
have.
Eminate guy, is he?
Eminate.
Yeah, that guy, is he?
Eminem.
That
He's a
one,
misogynist. I
Eminem's.
wouldn't be listening to that or
Ah, drat.
encouraging your children to. Anyway, what song was the question was going to be, what song would the listeners have as their locked in song?
Yeah, send them in. What are you going
Send them in. It's the last episode of the podcast. Then
for?
maybe we'll cover it in the new podcast. I don't know. But
This
give some
is,
people. Maybe gives people some ideas on the old Instagrams.
as usual, experiment in training. Practice for race day.
Experiment training. Don't
Yeah,
try anything new.
on race day. Yeah, you need to have honed that one in your training.
Yeah, because if you put on like, I think, oh, I might just try a Taylor Swift song. So anything could happen, couldn't it?
Oh yeah, that could wreck your race.
I might just try a Fatboy Slim song.
I was thinking like Susan Vega, Tom's Diner. Something that would
Oh,
really.
I hate that song. Fucking hate that song.
You're wrong about
I'm not, I hate it. Okay, so that's fun. Other fun things, AI and Strava. We were talking about this the other day as well, weren't we? The new Strava. So Strava, I think they're beta testing AI feedback. What are they doing? Are they beta testing AI feedback? So in the last few weeks, I have noticed that whenever I go for a run, I get some feedback from Strava, right?
about your downhill noises.
Not yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if that happens now. You said the words downhill noises and my phone's heard. So, athlete intelligence is called, right? So, the last run that I did was it was a Sunday run. It was a long run after another long run. So, it was obviously quite slow. Anyway, it said your recent run was slower than your 30-day average. But you covered a longer distance and gained significant elevation, demonstrating your endurance and adaptability.
Wow, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, so
Do
that's actually quite
you
nice,
find
isn't
that
it?
helpful? Because I'm just looking for the comments. We did that run together at Edel Skyline. Just seeing what it says about
Well,
that. Should we
hang on
share?
a minute, because it's got more information. If you click on it, it's got more information. It says, looks like you crushed another solid run. Though it was a bit slower than your recent 30-day average. It's almost like an abusive partner, this, because it's like it pulls you down and it lifts you back up again. The elevation gain was impressive, nearly tripling your typical 30-day climb. It wasn't that impressive. I was at the Edel Skyline the week before. Its elevate doesn't seem to have got the elevation gain thing. Your heart rate data shows you spent most of the time in the moderate zone. I had a watch on, not a heart rate monitor, with a small tempo effort towards the end. I think I might have been running because the pie shop was going to close. Overall, a well-rounded workout that pushed your limits a bit more than usual. Keep up, great work. It didn't, though, because it was an easy Sunday run without the dog. Oh, and the run, do you know what? The run back, I was running back at a bit of a pace because Outkit was going to shut and I needed to buy some food from Outkit. It
And it knew it was watching.
was.
Okay.
The other thing is it picks up, apparently it picks up stuff from what you call your runs, but my runs are named by Bandock, so they've got completely random names.
This could get interesting then.
Yeah, so some people have been saying that they've, so my friend Claire, she sent me a good one, which I will read out to you in 1 second, which I thought was a little bit weird. Claire Newman, she hers said something about getting lost, and I was like, "How does it know that you got lost?" And she was like, "Oh, because I wrote that I got lost in the description. So whatever you're writing in the description, it's picking up stuff from that. So maybe we should start writing things in the descriptions of our runs that are a bit weird to see what AI gives us." So her said, impressive hike. Oh, it was a run. She went on a run and she thought the run was actually quite good. And then AI said, and she recorded it as a run, impressive hike
Oh wow. Oh, that's mean.
with significant elevation gain despite getting lost. Your pace slowed on the steeper sections, but you maintained a solid effort throughout the adventure. I was like,
Right.
how did you know that you got lost? She was like, I guess it takes part of its intel from what you describe in the title. And I did mention nav issues.
So I'd be tempted to put in some of the subject headings like fastest ever run felt better than ever, and just see if it feeds back and tells me I'm better than
I
ever.
might
I'd quite like
say
that.
past Usain Bolt on the corner, PB on the way to co-op. See if it's like, wow.
Or even if you put like, I think that was world record pace, and then see if it tells you broke a world
Can we
record.
do that today?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go
All
for a
right.
run, and then
Okay.
I want you to name it. I think I broke world record pace and see what the AI says.
Yes. This is science in action. Just to
100%.
report on when we had that run together at EDL Skyline.
Is it called a thinly veiled attack at my lack of running prowess?
It's not a tag. You call it like revenge, like
That's it.
payback for all the bullying you've done me and joke ignoring down the years.
Joke ignoring. Oh, my.
Joke ghosting, I think it's
Joke
called. I think
ghosting.
it's called. And tea shaming.
Just did my joke.
Tea shaming and goat joasting
Goat
down the
jousting.
years.
Goat jousting.
God, that's a sport we haven't seen enough of.
Okay, that's what this podcast is now called, goat
Monkey
jousting.
tennis, goat jousting.
Goat jousting.
Anyway, it says your recent trail run was significantly longer and more challenging than your typical workouts with a slower pace. But thank you for doing your bit for charity.
That was early.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much for that. It's because you're not really running very far because you did a big run and you make a fuss about it and your ankle's sore. So what do you think about the AI? What do you think about this
It
for
sounds
feedback?
brilliant. It's brilliant. I mean, the danger, of course, is that we all try and run harder and faster and wreck ourselves and ruin our training. But that, we're coaches, that should send more people towards coaches. So it should work for us, right?
Do you think it's going to send more people to our coaches?
Yeah, because they'll all run too hard, get injured. They'll need coaches. But I'm full up. You're probably not. Ask Ali for coaching.
I'm not actually, because I've put my prices up and I've lost quite a lot of people.
Oops.
Yeah, greed. I'm telling you, it's Donald Trump. So I've had loads of listeners send me their.
Is loads two or three?
No, it's like probably 50. I've got 50. I've got like another 20 messages in the sound system.
That is
Oh,
loads.
yeah,
All
it's
right.
loads.
I apologize.
So the thing is, it is picking up from your life. Things from your life. Emma Sturgis was delighted with her marathon PB until Strava called her my friend. It's description. And then she's like, it's borrowing heavily from my own descriptions of a taper run within the comments. So basically it says, looks like you're in the midst of a tough training cycle, but you're pushing through it like a champ. This 6 mile interval run was a real grinder with heavy legs and a sickie feeling, but you powered through it. So obviously she wrote that she had
Sticky
the sickie feeling.
feeling.
And then someone else said to me that it started calling her son Pup. Good run with Pup.
Oh,
So
yikes.
it's kind of creepy and weird, isn't it? And in other ways, in some ways it's quite nice, and in other ways it's quite mean. So I don't know whether it's good or bad.
You're quite mean, so you probably it's a friend. An AI
Yeah,
friend for
maybe it's
you.
me. Maybe I'm
Yeah.
sitting there. Do you think there's someone that's sitting there typing them out? I'd love that. There's a bank of people at
You're on
Strava HQ
that
just
job.
typing out the AI thing.
Do better. Well, can we invent our own that just, yeah, that wasn't very good. Do better.
Awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, call that
Lame.
a run.
Rubbish. Yeah.
Bell end.
Yes.
That'd be good. Anybody wants me and Damien to
ABAI.
ABAI? I love it. That's what my new thing's going to be. Now I haven't got any clients. My price is up. ABAI.
ABAI.
That's kind of what I do as a coach, to be honest.
Yes, yeah, making men cry.
Yeah.
I think you could have maybe sell some voice recordings on only was it fans only?
Fans
OnlyFans.
only.
Yeah.
Fans only.
Yeah,
Goat
but maybe for
jousting.
middle-aged male runners who
That
just
was
want
not very
some
good. You need to do better. Just like that.
more just mean, just you're useless, you're rubbish. I think people would get off on that.
Maniacal laughing. Call that a fucking run, mate. I
That sort of
suppose.
stuff. Yeah. Yeah, you're pathetic. Yeah.
Talking of pathetic, should we talk about the man that Sarah Perry beat in the
I
UK
think
Ultra
calling him
Running,
pathetic is a
the
bit.
UK Backyard
Think.
Championship?
I'm not sure. Not sure about that leg.
Basically, I'm just all out today because I'm like, well, I've got nothing to lose
Oh
now,
gosh.
have I?
Because we can't get cancelled now because
I've
we
cancelled her.
cancel. Yes, brilliant. Okay, we
I
can really
cancelled.
say what you really think.
Oh yeah.
Oh gosh.
Strap in, motherfuckers. So this weekend, it's just gone. Saw the this is actually quite good, this podcast, because I'm actually doing news. After like a year
What
and a
day is this
half, 2 years,
in
I'm
a
actually
week?
doing news. On Saturday, it was the start of the UK Backyard Championships. So the UK Backyard Championships takes the best UK backyard runners in the UK and pits them against each other in the Suffolk Backyard Ultra, which is one of Laz's baby backyard ultras, which, and if you win this Suffolk Backyard Ultra, if you become the UK ultra running champion, you get to go to Tennessee to compete at Biggs Backyard, which is the original and the best, apparently, except all backyards are the same. I don't understand why anyone doesn't. Do you want to explain the concept of backyard ultra to people that don't know?
Sure. So it's usually a like 4.1 mile loop, I think.
Something like that.
And you basically every hour on the hour you have to run that loop. And as long as you're ready on the next hour to run another loop, it sort of doesn't matter how quickly you do it. As long as you're ready there again to do the next one. And you basically just keep going until you're the only person. So people can stop whenever they like, and that must be pretty tempting because you're just coming back to your to camp each time. With all the snacks, and you're getting tired, and people just go and go and go for 1, 2, 3 days non-stop, very little sleep. I haven't tried one yet.
Are
Some
you
of
going
them,
to, though?
I guess I'm curious. Some of my athletes have done them, and people, it's really taking off. People are getting really into this.
I know.
If I'm totally honest, it is like Laz is seen maybe as someone who creates like almost, because he's got several other races out there, and they're. I think he's a bit misunderstood in that it sounds like a sort of mean idea, but actually it's a real equalizer because for someone like me who is sometimes a bit faster than other runners at ultras, it totally takes away that advantage because there's no, it doesn't matter how quickly I do one loop because the next loop, everyone starts at the same time. So it takes away my advantage of what I would normally might normally have. So it's a real equalizer. It's egalitarian, really. So I'm curious. I'm curious.
How curious. Like, would you, are you gonna like
I think in the
fucking
next,
put your balls on the table and go, I'm doing it?
pardon, well, like this,
No, not like that.
in the next two or
Please
three,
put that
I
away.
think in the next two or three,
You right?
the other one coughing. I think in the next 2 or 3 years, I'd be curious to try one. Yeah, what about you?
Someone, I hated it at the end of that
Why
story.
did you hate it?
I just don't like running around circles. I can't see the point.
I mean, I prefer a journey. Yeah, I prefer one end of somewhere to the other.
Feel like I'm not gonna like I don't want to win it. I just don't. I fucking don't like it. Say who does like running around in circles?
Who's that?
Sarah Perry. Breaking news: Sarah Perry wins the UK National Backyard Championships with an impressive 59 yards, which is 245.8 miles. The first woman to win the UK National Championships outright, and the furthest a UK woman has run in a backyard event.
Wow. It's incredible.
She's fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely amazing.
She's unbelievable, and she kept a really consistent pace the whole way, and she looked fresh as fuck the
Yeah,
whole
we've seen
way.
pictures of her looking like she just started after 3 days of running. So this is Tuesday morning. Yeah. She's began Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's remarkable. And the guy, I think you also got to credit like the guy or the other person, doesn't have to be a guy.
It is a guy.
They're credited with the assist because the
What
person
does the assist mean?
they've helped by pushing the other person. So it was a guy called Alex Sweet. I've not heard of before, but a great name. I mean, I wonder if she went off the sweet stuff. But ultimately, after all his efforts, you know, he's got sweet FA. Left with a bitter taste in his mouth, rather
I can't do
than.
it. Can't do it anymore.
But credit to Alex and credit to Sarah. That's incredible.
Oh,
I know
sorry.
she's done
Is there
very
any
well.
more? There's the puns.
More? I'm trying to link it to cows. Can I link it to cows somehow?
No.
Should we move on?
Oh, no.
I don't know why this is the last show. Oh, doesn't make
Can you
sense.
imagine running round and round in a circle for 245 miles?
No, I absolutely can't. That's why I really admire backyard ultras and also the, I suppose, the 24-hour racing where people do that around a track. So I'd at least prefer to run through some woods or
Have
a bit
you
of
done the
mud.
track?
No. No, but it's, I mean, it really does sound, to use your favorite word, it does sound really brutal.
I don't even think it's brutal. I just think it's mad. Like, it's
That's got even
like.
more monotony, right? Like mental monotony, because the scenery is not changing, you know,
No, but also, it
almost.
must hurt.
Yeah.
Like, it must hurt. Like, because you're doing the same thing over and over again, and there's no let up, is there? It's absolutely horrendous. I'm just going to have a look at the results so I can give some actual numbers. Sorry, everybody. This is, I'm not being very professional, but hey, you're fucking used to that by now. So, Sarah Perry. 59 laps. So her fastest lap, her average
The average that was 50 minutes.
Okay.
It's fucking incredible. So she had 10 minutes, well, 9.5 minutes to sort her shit out. Every lap.
But
Her first.
barely drink a cup of tea in that time.
Well, she did have Luke crewing her, so that's really good. So when I did it, I didn't have crew, and that was a mistake because I didn't know I had like three things to do at once, and I was like, I don't know what to do now. I don't know what to. I need to change my head torch lamp, have a poo, and make a pot noodle. What do I do? And in that time that I thought that's 1 minute gone, and I hadn't done anything. So I ended up pooing in the pot noodle cup, and then trying to use the spoon as a head torch, and then I was like, I can't go on this next lap, so I didn't. Only managed 69 miles. Pathetic. Absolutely fucking pathetic. Sarah's last lap was 52 minutes 46 seconds. She wasn't walking hard though. Her last lap was 52 minutes. She was still running it for 246 miles.
Can we get her on the show, the whatever the new show? You should interview her.
Would
I'd
you
love to
like
hear
to
more
be a
about it.
co-host with her on your own podcast? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
Yeah, we can. We'll definitely get her on because she is an incredible athlete. Her slowest lap was 58:10, but I think she was just fucking with people on that one.
it's an incredible format because it's so monotonous and there's so little
What do
time.
you prove? Why would you do it? Why are you curious to do it?
I guess it's just a new test, isn't it? It's a new test of mental. It's a
How
mental
far do you
test.
reckon you could go?
No idea.
Oh, come on. You must have like
Well,
some
no, I
idea.
wouldn't expect to do as well as Sarah. No idea.
Oh,
I might
what?
not be very good. It might be
I
too
think you would be
demoralizing,
quite good. I
but it
think.
might be really demoralizing for me because I'm used to pulling away from most other runners.
Really big bollocks.
As long as Jack Scott's not around.
Can you imagine Jack Scott? Can you imagine his pit stop? I'd be like Formula One.
All right.
You have a
Whose side are you
blacked
on?
out tent.
Whose side are you on?
Definitely not yours.
Right, thanks. Yeah, I've got that impression. I think that's clear. Yeah, it's incredible. I'd love to hear more.
I want to know how far you could go. So how far is the spine? What's the furthest you've run the spine in one go?
Southwest Coast Path.
That wasn't one go. How much sleep did you have on the Southwest Coast Path?
Most nights, about 3 hours.
Right. So really it's a spine, right? When you think about lack of sleep.
I suppose so, yeah.
Right. So that's 268 miles, right?
Yeah.
Do you reckon that you could run 268 miles at a backyard?
It'd be hard, much harder mentally. I'd find that really hard because I love the idea of getting one place to the other, or yeah, or like Tour de Géant. There's a proper
I
circuit all the way around the
see
valley,
you
so it's hard. And
actually
not
plan
knowing
this. I want to see you actually plan it. I want to see you enter one. I happily come and crew you.
what, so you could
Happily.
laugh and mock
No,
me.
what is that? It's hard crewing someone in the backyard because you can't fucking go to sleep.
Also, just that idea of not knowing how much luck. So most races, oh, it's about 3 hours or it's about 10 miles. You know when you're going to finish, and in that you absolutely don't. You like. I could be out here for another loop. It could be another 24 hours. But that's a big mind fuck, isn't it? So that's really intriguing. So it's a huge mental test.
I don't know how. Well, I don't know. Like I know you pretty well. I feel like I know you quite well, but I don't know how you would cope with that.
No, I don't know either.
I think you would get to the point where you threw your toilet at the pram and you get in a mood.
I think I would just collapse and cry a lot and ask for my mummy. Yeah. And just watch Sarah run off.
What do you think about Sarah winning outright?
Brilliant.
Do you? I think it's brilliant, do you? Winning beat all the men.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't worry you.
Although,
It doesn't worry you.
well, I tell you what,
Yeah.
Ali,
I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for this for months.
there have been some concerns about the improvement in female ultra runners.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
there
When you
was
say concerns, do you mean concerns from the wider ultra running community or just from you?
from the male side.
From the male side, right.
Yeah, so there
Okay.
are some concerns that some women sort of don't necessarily know their place.
Right. Okay. Yep.
And trying to compete with men or even do better.
Right.
There's probably, I think it's fair to say there's a lot of people who are uncomfortable with that and see that as unfair. So
Unfair.
what thankfully I'm being released from the prison of this podcast. I'm launching a new scheme called He Races.
Ah,
Yeah.
is this a direct competitor to shoe races? So
Yeah, I mean, it'd
competitive.
be better. Yeah, it'd be better. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
And
I'm
what
going
have
to
you founded in this he races thing?
masculinity.
Do you feel like maybe men are getting a
Raw
raw
deal.
deal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're being misrepresented, underrepresented.
Under miss, I think that's
Yeah,
probably fair,
but
actually.
women are being over-celebrated. So,
Are they? I cannot
well,
wait for you to
it seems
clip.
that
I
way.
can't wait for you to clip sound bites of this. That's feeling so good. That's what you said, don't you?
So He Races
Yeah.
is going to be a new scheme aimed at sort of running events, ultra running events.
So you've got, at the moment, you've got green runners. You've got Inter Ultra and you've got He Races.
I don't care about those two anymore. It's all
Okay,
about
we're
he
binning those
races.
two off.
Yeah, they're
Old
stupid.
hat. It's all about He Races.
So the idea is we'll approach all the ultra races to attract more male runners, because
That's a good idea.
they're underrepresented. They have to have the word brutal or savage or toughest in the title of the race, which I think is perfectly
Okay,
reasonable
so
to attract more men.
if Paul Albion wants to Alban, Dr. Albion wants to sign up to He Race to support He Races, which I can only imagine he'll be the first in line to do it. What is he gonna have to rename his events from, like the Dormouse Challenge and the Bluebell Challenge to
The
like
brutal blue
the
bear, blue
Brutal Blue
bell
Bear
challenge.
Challenge and the Savage Sausage Challenge?
To attract more male,
Okay.
to rebalance the misbalance that
Because
we
I
currently
think,
have, gender misbalance.
not only does it attract more men, but it tells the women there's a bit above their station, so
And
surely they shouldn't.
they shouldn't really be thinking about doing
No.
these sorts of things,
No.
because they'd probably collapse and die. Like the good old days where they weren't allowed to play football or run a
Like how
marathon.
Sarah Perry collapsed and died, that's the thing that she did.
I mean,
It's
was
not that
he?
savage, though, is it, running around
No,
circles?
I mean, it's easy. It's easy. So there are a few other, I wouldn't call them rules, but they're suggestions, firm suggestions. So women are allowed in these races still,
Thank
but
you. Thank you so
they have
much.
to start at least an hour later, and they're absolutely not allowed to overtake men, because that's just not fair. That's, you know.
Seems legit.
No, well, I mean, that's a confront. That's confront. An affront to our masculinity. So, and I think if women, any women listening who like running long distances, if they could, just take it upon themselves to support this in races, and please not overtake men, because we find it really.
It's upsetting.
Yeah,
So,
no, it's a
but if
really
you
it
just said
really
that.
triggers our insecurities, and it just shouldn't. If women cared about men, they wouldn't do that.
If we want to support men, then we won't
Don't
overtake them
overtake
in races.
them in races,
All
but
right.
please.
Okay.
Also, I mean, I think it's okay if some of these races, if they're on the She Races scheme and they have menstruation products, that's okay, but keep them out of sight, because they're kind of demotivating to men.
Okay.
So
What do you
we'd
mean
appreciate.
outside? Should we like not have them in the toilets at all, or?
Yeah, just hidden. We just don't want to see them, please.
Okay, why don't you want to see them?
Demotivating.
And the thought of women bleeding out of their vaginas makes you feel a bit nauseous, maybe.
We don't want to know about that sort of stuff.
All right, I'll hide them then.
Also, we're going to have we firmly suggest slash
You
demand.
don't keep saying we. Who is we?
It's he races.
Right, so who's on the He Races?
Me and men.
You and men. Okay.
There are going to be mandatory mansplaining stations.
Right.
So that's where, if any women, well, all
Can
women
you
must.
mansplain what that is for me?
Yes, Ali,
Thank
you're a
you.
woman, so I'll explain to you
Thank
what
you.
it means. Women will have to attend these mandatory mansplaining stations to have the race rules and the race kit explained to them. And men can go through the kit list, explain exactly what everything is, and how to use it. Okay? Does that make sense?
Can I
Because
make
I know that
sure
would have
that
been difficult for you to understand. So have you understood, do you think?
I've written it down?
Okay, good. Well done. Well done.
Can you also a suggestion? I don't know.
Is this appropriate?
Can you also have maybe a man's they can mansplain the route, things like wet
Oh,
rocks are
yeah.
slippery. Be
Yeah.
careful, darling, you might trip over that.
They might need to put a jacket on if it's a bit wet, or if it's going to rain, things like that. Yeah, no, men are misjudged and misunderstood. They can be helpful at times, as long as that being helpful makes them boost their ego. So we'll also have mummy special soldier aid stations.
Mummy special soldier.
So that's then later in the race, when men might be feeling a bit, little bit. I mean, men don't really get fragile, because we're really tough and heroic, but sometimes you get a bit tired, maybe, when you've been too heroic.
Well, the thing is, you've been working all week, supporting the family. You've been at work all week.
And I'm
You've been
probably
at
unappreciated for doing that.
100% unappreciated and underpaid, probably. Maybe. Probably not, though. You've been doing other things, putting the bins out, mending the car, building a wall, loads of things at home. So you're tired, aren't you? So I can totally see why you would need a bit of special treatment at an aid station.
So these special soldier aid stations have little cots. Men can put a nappy on if they want. There's a duck. They can put a dummy in, and some mummies. Some mummies come along and help them and stroke their hair and tell them they're special. And
Mummies, are they just volunteers?
yeah, volunteer women.
What if you can't find enough women? Is it just men dressed as massive mummies or?
No, they must be women. No, I would expect and appreciate women to support this scheme.
You expect and appreciate women to support the scheme.
Just
Why
expect,
don't you ask
actually.
Sophie Power if she wants to
Yeah,
be
no, I'm pretty
involved?
sure they'll be on board. They were supplying volunteers for this.
Yeah.
Also, at these stations and at other places on the course, there'll be women there to rub HRT gel onto men to up their testosterone in case,
Ultimate men.
body parts. It's down to the preference of the man which body parts, but to up the testosterone if that's dipped at all during the
What
race.
about with the menopausal women who want the same?
I mean, is that really?
It's
It's
just
not really
not
what we're
possible,
aiming
is it?
for. It's not what really what we're aiming for here.
Okay.
And just finally on this scheme, there are no DNFs technically. So whenever a man wants to finish, I mean, they're finishing the race early because they've been too heroic.
Okay, because they
And
tried too hard.
So that wherever they finish, they'll get a medal on the spot, and they finished the race, even if they only did the first, few kilometers. They finished their race, so they get their medal wherever they pull out, and a flash mob, celebratory crowd comes and celebrates them and tells them they're heroic and amazing. And also, and there's a little throne. They
A
put the
little
little throne
throne.
there, and the man gets to sit on the throne to get his medal, so he feels like sort of the king and heroic. And I think all of that is entirely reasonable and long overdue.
What's happening? Is this going to happen in? Are you just doing some big race? Like, what about a London Marathon? There's
We hope to
50,000.
get all the races on board.
All of them.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And if we can't do that, we'll just start our own races.
Okay. What sort of race are you going to start?
We're really brutal, tough, and savage ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Like what?
What?
Like what?
Just all right, just tough ones.
Right.
T brutal,
How
savage.
long? How long?
Okay, any
Are
distance.
you thinking about starting them in like sort of the area where you live? Or are you
The
going,
brutal Cotswolds.
yeah, the
Yes.
Wiltshire
It's
Alps?
especially brutal and
Have
savage around here.
you approached big companies like UTMB or anyone like that to support them? I think you
That's the
should.
next stage.
I think you should. I think you should.
I mean, so you're broadly supportive of this idea. You think it
I'm
will
interested to see how it rolls out. I'm interested to see the logo for a
I
start.
think of like a penis.
I was thinking like black and red, quite aggressive colours. Key races. Like maybe like the that spiky writing like Metallica use.
Oh yeah, okay.
In fact, I know that a couple of you are graphic designers. If you wanted to start design a He Races logo and send it to the podcast Instagram, please do that in the next week before we
I wonder if
abandon ship.
all members wear like a Rambo headband type.
Yeah, headbands can be good.
Yeah.
There's so many good ideas. If you've got an idea for He Races, then please do send it to us on the Facebook page or via email. We'd be interested to hear it because I'm sure that David will come back to whatever incarnation of a podcast I do next. If he's
Well,
allowed.
not after this.
I have got a feeling this might cancel you, to be honest.
That is the aim. I'm fed up of doing these, so it'd be good to get out
You're
somehow.
fed up of doing these?
Oh, sorry, did I say that out
Or
loud?
just fed up of women winning races?
There is that. It is a problem. It's becoming a problem.
It is
So
becoming a
this is long
problem.
overdue. This He Races. So
Yeah.
love to hear from all the men who
I think
support
the
this.
first place you could launch your races is the Spine next in January because the
Well,
women's,
they've already got the word brutal.
Britain's most brutal, perfect. The women's field for this Winter Spine Race 2025 is quite unbelievable.
Yeah, so there's a real risk at that race that some women will overtake some men.
There is a
And
real risk that a woman could win it outright.
yeah, we don't really want to even think about that too much. But women overtaking men, I hope every woman in that race will adhere to these guidelines.
Okay, you're gonna start them an hour later.
Well, I will ask, we'll ask the
Wouldn't it be better if you start them an hour earlier so then the men could catch up with them, overtake them, and that would make the
Okay.
men feel better, but also they get a good view of their asses as well as they go
I
past.
mean, if a man suggested that idea, we'd probably go along with it.
Okay.
Yeah, so if any men could email in with that exact same idea,
Okay, then you can go along with
it
it.
just doesn't feel right coming from you. But if a man came up with that, I think that's good. I think that would be good if it was from a man.
I'm really like surprised and impressed at how you formulated this brilliant idea for He Races.
Thank you. I just think it's justice. It's long overdue. It's what we need for gender balance.
Someone had to do something.
Yeah.
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 Let's know what you think about He Races. But also, can I just remind you that was slightly tongue in cheek? In fact, it was very tongue in cheek. And anything that Damien just said, please don't clip it and put it on the internet because he's not been in the talking. I've got one more thing to talk about. This is an interesting thing.
Oh, okay. We're breaking from
He
the
races.
usual. No, we're breaking from the normal content
But
of.
also, congratulations, Sarah Perry. So you've got so well done. It's
But
incredible.
next time, really, she should have let Alex Sweet have his sweet victory.
I got a new car. This week I got a new car. This week I sold
Talking of
10. This
aggressive.
week I sold 10,000 books. That's the 10,000 book mark.
I got there as well a few years ago.
Yeah. Again, he races. I got 10. I got the 10,000 book mark. I got the film rights to my book were optioned.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which means it's gonna be a film with a book.
Oh gosh.
Yep. And got a new car.
Right.
So my new car, I've been after my new car. There's a point to this, by the way, it's not. For like 6 or 7 years, I've wanted this car. I've manifested this car. I was like, I want this fucking car. It's a Suzuki Jimny. Petrol, SUV, small, 4x4
It's
capability.
got a chimney.
Jimny. It's got a chimney. It's
Okay,
gonna have a
chimney.
chimney because I'm
Like one
gonna
of the steam
pimp it.
trains.
Yeah, I'm gonna
Oh.
pimp it. I'm gonna put a snorkel on it.
Oh, good.
But when it arrived, I thought that I would be like, oh, this is a great day for me because it's something that I've achieved and I've worked really hard for. And it's my, like, honestly, it's like my dream to have this car. And the reason that I want this car, there's many, many reasons I want this car, but one of them is me and Pickle want to be able to go on more adventures together and camp. So I want to put a tent box on the roof and I want to put some stuff in the back drawers, refrigerated drawers, and that sort of thing. But when it arrived, all I could think about was the Green Runner stuff.
Oh, not the Green Runners again.
Yeah.
I'm bidding them off. So they sort of shamed you.
No, they haven't shamed me. So I'm a member of the Green Runners, and all I could think about was what would happen if I put a car on the internet. Like if I was like, look at my car, I was scared that people would be like, you're a member of the Green Runners, you shouldn't have that car. So my car is petrol. It's got 4x4 capability, but it was, I think it's a 7 out of 10 on the old Greenpeace scale of good cars, bad cars. You know more about this shit than I do, but it's not electric. And maybe I should want an electric car, but I don't want an electric car. I wanted this car. And I just feel bad. So, but the point of this conversation was that should we be feeling bad for if we're not perfect? Because I'm not perfect, but I do a lot of other things. But then am I just doing that thing where I'm like, saying I do other things so that I can do the thing I want to do. From a Green Runner's perspective, can you help me?
Yes. So I think there's, firstly, I'd say I think there's too much emphasis on individual footprints because, do you know, sorry, that was almost a mansplaining sentence. The idea of a personal footprint came from BP and the PR firm that were advising them. So they came up with the idea of each individual person should look at themselves and their lives and not look at us, not look at big oil and all the damage they're doing.
Oh,
So that original idea comes from,
that's interesting, isn't it?
So. That said, is there any merit in us looking at our own lives and thinking are there areas, obvious areas to, you know, lower our emissions? And for almost everyone, there would be. However, you know, we live in the real world, and that isn't that can be balanced against, you know, some things are just not practical. Like we still, you know, just anything we do in the world pretty much will have, you know, you get up in the morning, you put the kettle on, there are some emissions. You put clothes on, those clothes had emissions. The food, even more than those things, sometimes. The food had emissions in creating them. So we all will have a footprint. Other obvious areas we can improve on, usually. And I know you've done things elsewhere, but then also there's this concept. What I'm trying to say is that individual, much like women in our sport, some things are being overemphasized, perhaps. But there's another concept of the carbon shadow, which I think is really strong, which is almost like your sphere of influence. So the example, the best example for this, I think, is like two people live next door to each other. One walks to work every day and walks back. So transport is usually about a quarter of our emissions. He's got almost no transport emissions. Wow, his individual footprint's brilliant. And his next door neighbor flies once a month around the world, you know? And
Wow,
so
what did he
could be a woman, don't be
Oh,
right.
she, oh, I fucking
So, misogynist.
chew.
So, But however, so her the other neighbor, their footprint sounds terrible, right? You'd be like, oh wow, they're terrible for the planet. But what if the person walking to work is walking to an oil refinery and working there, and the person flying is a climate scientist, is flying to conferences, sharing information, sharing ideas, sharing science. One person has a much worse personal footprint, but their carbon shadow, their sort of influence of what they're actually doing, would be far superior. So, for example, if we want to get into your case, the stuff you're doing, well, using your, I hate the word platform, but to promote the Green Runners and promote green ideas. And then also, especially at the running show, the stuff we've been working on there, which is, a lot of hard work, but will reach a lot of people. That's your carbon shadow. To me, that's far more significant. So in the Green Runners pledges, the four pillars, sorry, the fourth one, speaking out, to me, that's by far the most important, because that's, well, it's essentially nudging, collective action and nudging for system change. And that's, well, in some ways, that's the harder pillar, pledge pillar, because it's a bit more uncomfortable, and it's a bit more vague. But to me, those are much more worthwhile areas to do things in. So
So,
I would say, don't,
how do you like offset the feeling of hypocriticalness?
I think you need to remind yourself that you're doing, like, especially at the running show, we've worked so hard on that Village Green idea, hours and hours on that, and that will spread an idea, and reach lots of people. And that's far more significant than what car you drive,
And I
right?
suppose we're not telling, well, we're definitely not telling people not to drive, are we? Because we like people
No.
have to fucking drive, they have to
Yeah.
go to work, but we have to live a life and stuff. But yeah, part of me is like the reason I bought that car. There's two reasons. One is I wanted the car, and the other one is I want to go and take Pickle on some adventures, and I want to do more European stuff. So I want to be able to get in my car and go and drive to like the mountains and camp and be able to do long, hikey, runny stuff, self-sufficient. And so I need a vehicle that can access those areas, and that's the smallest, most compact one that I could find.
Well, also, so if you did a holiday or two or three over time that was doing that instead of flying somewhere, then actually you've saved emissions, because the flights would be most likely worse. And also, see it a bit like a pair of shoes. Like, if you buy a new pair of shoes, the best thing you can do is just make them last and last, use them as much as possible. That is better than, I suppose, overconsumption. Like, if you bought, I don't know, if you bought, well, buying too many items that you don't need or don't use, that would be worse. So if you buy something new, yeah, if you use it, then, I mean, that's, we need to use these things that have been created. Most of the emissions have already been done on your car in the creation of it,
Oh
actually.
God.
So we want to use it now, that it's so that those emissions weren't wasted, if you know what I mean.
If you could do, well, if you could tell people to do one thing that would make a big difference, what would it be? And I think people asked you this
To be
before.
honest, the number one thing is voting in the general election. But obviously, you can undo it every 4 or 5 years, so it's not that satisfying over time.
And they're all a bunch of fucking liars anyway, allegedly.
That is the number one thing to do, really. And then I would say after that, it's joining groups like the Green Runners, like Greenpeace, like Extinction Rebellion, like Just Stop Oil, getting involved in collective action. So joining protests when they're coming along. There's a bit of a lull now, because I guess we're sort of waiting to see what Labour are doing and
You're not allowed to
something.
take liquids into the National Gallery anymore.
Well,
You're not. You know
can you
that.
take powdered carbs?
Yeah, you take powdered carbs, they're
Yeah.
really sticky.
So it's joining in collective things. I'm personally not that interested. Like, yeah, I've done things. So if you want to talk about individual footprints, I've done what I can there. And really, it's three areas are your diet, your travel, and the energy for your home. And you could also say your bank account. Like, if you can move to a more ethical bank than some of the big
That's
banks.
quite difficult because the ethical banks are well oversubscribed at the moment. All of them are, but that's a good thing.
Well, I got in there just when it j just before it was cool. I moved to Triodos. If people want to know, I'll find a link for people if they're interested. It was actually, I was with Barclays for like 2 or 3 decades, but they're one of the worst at f funding fossil fuels. I can give you some links for this sort of stuff if people are interested. And
Link in
actually,
the show notes,
I
people.
moved to Triodos, who are one of the more ethical. And actually, it was really smooth, actually. It was surprisingly, I was annoyed I put it off for so long. The other one is renewable energy to your home. Switch to a company like Octopus or Ecotricity, and then that energy, well, it all goes into the national grid, but there's more energy there from wind and solar rather than the fossil fuels, and that's what we desperately need to move away from fossil fuels. So those are two things people can do for their individual footprints, but really, I think more about voting, joining groups. especially the Green Runners. I know it's a bit convenient for me to say, but joining in collective things, and we got nearly 3,000 members of the Green Runners now. The more people we get, the more influence we can have with brands, with races, with sports watching. So, and I would say, yeah, it's speaking out, it's chatting to friends, it's chatting to your local running club, it's chatting to races, things like that. Have I answered your question? Is that enough?
I still feel a bit awful, but I think that's my thoughts, my feelings, all that sort of stuff, and I'm not changing it. But I just think, and I think that's the interesting thing. I probably wouldn't feel this awful if I wasn't a member of the Green Runners. I think I probably wouldn't feel awful at
But
all.
this is brilliant because no one can be perfect. Like hopefully I gave that example earlier where, everyone will have a carbon footprint of some sort.
Do you know what's really interesting? It's like I've never been bothered about like sharing lifts or like trying to reduce the journeys I do or any of that stuff. And I am a lot more aware of it now. So, me and you are going to the On this weekend. This might be the last time you ever hear Damien alive. This might be his last public broadcast because I might fucking kill him. But, you've got to go and do your thing and I've got to go and do my thing, but we've worked it out so we can go in one vehicle, right? And it's really important to me that we go in one vehicle, not because of the
I was going
show
to
of
fly.
the show. I know you are. Not because of the show of going in one vehicle, but because what's the point in taking two? Like, that's quite frustrating. That thought is quite frustrating. And that's what the because th this is the thing, it does change you joining those groups, doesn't it? Because it sort of always gives you like a sense of responsibility or like accountability to
But
people.
I definitely struggle too. Like, for the last 2 years, I have flown to America last year, sorry, this year and last year, but I've cut down my flights massively overall. I've only flown twice for running in 5 years, whereas I used to fly about 3 times a year to do different races. So I've cut down
You
massively.
didn't fly to Tourgeon, did you?
No, I
No.
took public transport and it was a pain, to be honest.
It was lovely, Crystal. He
Oh,
loved
sorry.
it.
The
He shared
way back.
the vehicle with my friend Crystal on the way. And he had a lovely
I
time.
did. The way out there was brilliant. The way back was a pain in the backside.
Yeah.
Took well over a day, but
And it cost you fucking loads of money.
it did cost, it was about 500 quid or something. So yeah, jumping on a flight would have been a lot easier. But yeah, I can't be, well, you can't be perfect. So it's about progress, not perfection. But I think a lot, loads of us, I've chatted to other activists, other people who have written books about sustainability. They still have this awkward, like even just getting in a car, you get this sense of guilt, and it's just not fair because we're often the people doing things in other areas or doing other good things, and yet we're feeling really guilty about the small, we'll often have much smaller footprint than other people in the first, like, and what's interesting for, say you, I mean, you haven't created any children. One of the worst things you can do for the planet actually is create
Yeah, I'm not
children.
allowed to say that though, because that's whataboutery, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not
I've
helpful.
created a furry child.
Yes, and
She's got she
actually pets
has
aren't.
she has many emissions that come out of her.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and actually pets aren't great for a lot of meat eating, for example.
There's a lot of meat eating, but there's also with cats a lot of toxic plasmosis that comes out of their bums.
That's unproven. That's
It's
unproven.
absolutely
That's
proven.
bro science.
Cats are real bro science. What the fuck is bro science?
Oh, long story. You wouldn't understand because you're a woman.
Is bro science what He Races is based on?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
The best bro science out there. The toughest bro science.
Raw dogging, bro
Brutal, but
science.
yeah, raw catting.
Yeah, locked in,
Well,
raw
I feel
dogging, bro science.
like we've got off the subject, but maybe we've covered it enough. But yeah, I would say it is uncomfortable at first, but I would say to people, there are obvious areas. If you care about your individual footprint, there are obvious areas to improve. Usually it's the energy for your home, your travel overall, and your diet. But after that, and I wouldn't even obsess over that too much, I would say get involved in collective things and big things. But yes, that sense of almost guilt or like hypocrisy is just like this ridiculous word now, because anyone who says anything will inevitably be a hypocrite because we live a life. So there will be some omissions. So it's a redundant word. It's a pointless word in this regard. I would say, yeah, to try and get involved in stuff, namely join the Green Runners, and that's collective action. So yes.
What if I brand my little
You get
tiny
it sponsored by.
SUV as the Green Runners vehicle? Would you be angry?
I'll leave that to you. I got a new sponsorship deal with Shell, which I'm really excited about.
You
Yeah.
does Shell support He Races?
They really shell out and they're really
Oh,
gonna be really
fuck's sake.
they're really gonna be really supportive.
I wish I could do that. I wish I hadn't walked into that.
They're a bit oily to deal with at the first of the
Oh,
beginning,
wow.
but they've really put a lot of energy into
Okay.
this.
Did you hear that? Everybody has 3 puns in a minute there. Really clever. Very clever man. thanks, Fabian.
I think things are really going to heat up because of that.
Okay, right. I'm going to stop there because that's just too much. Right, listener, that's you lot. We've done it. We're done now. Thanks very much for listening. We love you very much. There is one more A Legends episode coming tomorrow with Chris King, who is the voice director at Beyond the Ultimate, and he also co-owns The Spine. It's a very good episode. It's a very interesting man. Talks a lot about Four Rangers and the work that they actually the work that they're doing for conservancy and to offset their carbon footprint, because it's a difficult one when you've got races abroad. But he has got some bangers in the UK as well. So that's it. Thanks. We love you. You've been great. The Instagram account will remain. The Facebook group will remain. There will be other things, what me and Anna do, which you will know about in the not too distant future. Might take a couple of weeks off podcasting and then crack on. Might not. Don't know. But very much enjoyed doing this. It's been a pleasure and it's been a privilege to look after you every week. And that's it. I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Bailey and Harding Ultrasound System. We love you listeners and we love your feedback. So if you've got a little bit of time to rate and review us where you get your pods, that would be amazing. If you could share us with your fellow runners, running clubs, anybody you think might be interested, that would be great too. And if you've got any correspondence, please do send it to us at the usual places. You can email us, ultrasoundsystempod@gmail.com. You can drop us a DM on Instagram. We love DMs and voice notes. It's ultrasoundsystempod. Or you can send a carrier pigeon or letter to P.O. Box. We don't have a P.O. Box, but remember when P.O. Boxes were a thing. We love you. Thanks for listening. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.